Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Now, we do get down to business, and this is really to take a look at a reality that many of us should be paying attention to. For over the last year, 2 years, you've often heard me reference several companies that have been under significant pressure in South Africa. ArcelorMittal South Africa and the concerns around potential closures at its Ladysmith and Vanderbijl Park plant. We've also spoken about some of the divestment that's happening and closures that are impacting the automotive industry, whether it's Goodyear tires or even some of the manufacturing plants of original equipment manufacturers putting their plants on hold or divesting completely. This all raises some concerns that could impact more than 250,000 people down the line in the form of jobs. We are joined now by Acting Deputy Director General at the Department of Employment and Labour, DG Jackie Mulisane, who joins us on the line. Such a pleasure to have you with us, Director General, and thank you so much for your time.
Good evening to you, Sineja Bolo, and the viewers at home.
No problem.
Thank you very much for inviting us on the show, and I'm very excited to be part of this conversation.
We are excited to have you, DJ, and thank you so much. Yes, Sinanjabulo is the producer, star producer, who reached out to you and your team. But let's get into the conversation that we're having tonight. And as a Department of Employment and Labour, you've raised significant concerns around the job losses that could be experienced on the back of several company closures. Tell us more about your concerns here and the level of engagement that you're trying to, level of awareness you're trying to raise.
Now, thank you very much. The issue of job losses is something that is very close to our hearts to make sure that as the Department of Employment and Labour, we at the main try and preserve jobs and create new jobs. And we've made very direct interventions to prevent job losses. You mentioned earlier on in terms of the AMSA, where as the department, we worked very closely to try and save this entity, ArcelorMittal South Africa, which yields profound socioeconomic benefits. And as a result, we started engaging with the entity to try and preserve about 2,182 employees to save those jobs by extending funding for a period of 12 months to the tune of 416 million rands. That is quite sizable. And however, given, you know, the negotiations at the time, because as the department, we want to preserve jobs and retrenchment cannot be the order of the day. I want to intervene and make sure that that does not happen. So because of their insistence that they wanted to proceed with the retrenchments, unfortunately, we could not proceed with this particular transaction, and therefore it really collapsed. It's actually quite unfortunate, because when you look at this entity, it's so important in the economic ecosystem, because the ripple effects of it are numerous. We're not only looking at businesses, but you're looking at the entire supply chain, right? Ranging from the raw material supplies to logistics to service providers, and that actually provides stability to a countless number of SME enterprises, which are so dependent on this particular entity. So that's why it's so important as the department to be actively involved in making sure that we intervene and prevent job losses and assist these companies to turn around so that they can be viable, sustainable, and contribute quite effectively in the economy. Gotcha. So that is one entity that we were involved in.
Acting DG, I love the passion and the participation, because we, as you've mentioned, the socioeconomic ramifications are significant and can't be ignored. But I'm quite keen to understand, you know, in terms of policies and support, a lot of capitalists will come back and say, well, there just is no commercial incentive to keep these businesses going. So I'm quite keen to understand, you know, where do you find these areas of alignment for the incentive for business to be there, to keep investing, keep operating, to keep the jobs going? And at the same time, understanding the nuances of, you know, industry shifts and trends in the economy that impact different sectors differently.
That's quite an important point that you're raising, because it goes to the heart of, in terms of preserving jobs and creating jobs, people should not really be looking to government, but they should look at the partnership with government and business creating jobs. And where we come strongly as government is to create policies that are very conducive in order for businesses to invest. And we work very closely with the policy departments in ensuring that, you know, policies are being put together in such a way that they actually attract investment that is so much needed in this economy. And we work very closely with entities like the DTIC, for example, to ensure that incentives are there. So we need not the whole of state approach, but it has to be an SN Inc. approach in terms of dealing with the issue of unemployment, because it is so important that we must begin to create jobs, and especially create jobs for the youth who are facing the wrath of this the scourge of unemployment. And, you know, also when you look at this labor market, it's also, I would say, challenged by the current sluggish economic growth, right?
Yes.
Which is also impacted by other factors beyond our control. I mean, there is some socioeconomic issues, geopolitics, we talk about the tariffs, we're talking about the geopolitics, etc. So, you know, with all these factors that are also having an adverse impact on the South African economy's performance. And obviously, if the economy is not performing, then, you know, we are going to have a challenge of creating jobs. Notwithstanding that, as the Department of Employment and Labour, although we do recognize the external factors, we cannot also sit back, but we must be actively involved in ensuring that we participate and ensure that we support jobs and preserve jobs. And the other entity that we also actively participated in and working with our policy department, fortunately, for example, is South African Post Office, where, I mean, as the department, we extended 381 million. That's quite significant, and saving 5,958 jobs. That's quite substantial, right? So as the department, we're quite intentional with our efforts to making sure that while these entities are trying to implement their turnaround strategies, at least they've got that breathing room that they'll be able to have money that will be made available through the financial assistance that we're giving them to redirect these resources that they so much need to pay critical, expenses, operational expenses, and then they can actually focus on making sure that the business turnaround that they've actually crafted, it becomes realizable, it becomes implementable, and it achieves the intended objective.
100%. Oh, Acting DG, you've touched on so many sweet spots. And I think there's so much more to discuss in terms of, you know, the sustainability of the labor force as well, upskilling them, investments as well, in partnerships with technology to make sure that, you know, the jobs we have today are not the jobs that we are only fit for, but that there's ongoing growth and that we too evolve, even to become entrepreneurs, suppliers to the big corporates as well, that we're trying to keep going. Thank you kindly for your time, Acting DG.
It's only a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good evening.
Acting Director General at the Department of Employment and Labour, Jackie Mulisane, helping us understand how the Department of Employment and Labour is not only raising concerns about the spate of retrenchments we've seen, but also trying to find areas of alignment and partnership with business to say, okay, we get that it's difficult, but how do we prioritise the safety, the well-being of our people?
Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfuphi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.